Hey, welcome to episode 364 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm David Elliott, and I'm starting to think that my Fantastic Forecast tattoo was a big mistake. I thought it would be more popular. Today, Fantastic Four, 364 from May 1992. Omnipotent is Oculus by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. Before I start, I just want to let you know that you can download other episodes of this podcast at iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, look me up at Glue Sniffing Freak. Never mind. I don't think I want to give out my Twitter. So Oculus is omnipotent. That explains why he's always in such a bad mood. And we're a few years away from that little blue pill that can help him out. Oh wait, omnipotent. Sorry, I was thinking of something else. That means he's all-powerful, like a fart in an elevator. He's strapped up little Franklin Richards to some machine and uses him to harness the power of the gems that float in the sky, making Oculus thousands of times, hell, millions of times more powerful than he was. Oculus's girlfriend, or wife, Landa, is being a nagging harpy, complaining that Oculus can't wield all that power without a hideous cost. Oculus's right-hand man, Dangor, is a little more optimistic, saying Oculus can handle all that power, and then some. Then again, now that I think of it, maybe Landa is the right-hand woman, and Dangor is the boyfriend or husband. I shouldn't assume either way until I've been told otherwise, right? So Oculus is inclined to agree with Dangor. He thinks he can handle all that power, and he's loving it. And using his newfound power, he flies off saying, "I will reduce the defiant rebel underground to whimpering impotence." Which would suck because, no, there is not a little blue pill in 1992 to help with that. Back with Reed, Johnny, and Ben, and all the rebels, I guess these are the rebels, Johnny can't believe the news that his nephew is dead, even though Reed can't pick up his brainwaves on his encephalo tracker. The rebels see a bright light in the sky. Is Oculus on his way? Johnny, being impulsive, as always, ignores Reed and flies off to face whatever this thing is coming their way. He reaches Oculus, shoots some flames at him, and demands to know what happened to Sue and Franklin. Oculus figures who Johnny must be talking about and responds by firing a blast at Johnny, missing, but blowing the top off a mountain. Johnny surrounds Oculus in a cage of flames, but the bad guy uses his powers to just blow the flames out. If he uses his power on his birthday cake, is that cheating? He surrounds Johnny in a force field, cutting off his air, extinguishing his flames, and, cutting off his air so that he can't breathe. Reed and Ben have to help real quick, so Reed makes a slingshot out of his body and shoots Ben through the air, and it's clobbering time, one would hope. But instead of doing any clobbering, he flies toward Johnny, grabs Johnny, and pulls him out of the force field, and Reed stretches out like a net to catch both of them. Meanwhile, the rebel army whips out their guns and starts firing at Oculus, who just mocks the people, calling them ignorant savages. A trapdoor in the ground opens up in front of the FF, and Wildblood tells the three heroes to follow him. They head down the hole and down a ladder, and Wildblood starts to lead them to their headquarters. I guess he suddenly had a change of heart about helping the FF, for no reason we know of. Back above ground, Oculus realizes that he could kill all the rebels, but he decides not to. He decides to spare them, for now, for no reason we know of, and he flies back to his castle. Back in the rebel headquarters, Reed seems fascinated by how the underground shelter seems centuries old, built by some old, far more advanced race. Johnny freaks out, saying that it seems Reed doesn't seem to give a shit about his wife and son. They should be trying to find them instead of hiding like cowards. Reed tells Johnny to be patient. They need time to gather facts and information which they can use to defeat Oculus. And if they have the time, maybe play a little Super Nintendo with the rebels. Wildblood says that if the FF want knowledge, he's got some knowledge to lay on them. The true and terrible tale of the Unforgiving One. I assume he's talking about Oculus and not his barber, who really is unforgiving. Back in the castle, Sue is all chained up and blindfolded, in a scene that probably gave most of the boys reading this comic book back in 1992 a raging boner. Except, she is screaming about her son. "My baby! What's happened to my baby? Where's my baby?" Maybe an interverse dingo ate your baby. The lady Landa tells Sue that her son is still alive but serving the kingdom. Sue recognizes Landa's voice and asks her to help her be reunited with her child. Lenda says she would like to help, but she can't betray her beloved. So I guess she is Oculus's main squeeze, wife, girlfriend, or whatever. At least her favorite. His favorite whore, maybe. Judging by the way she's dressed, probably his favorite whore. Lenda scurries away, feeling that she said too much already. Back in the Rebel headquarters, Wildblood begins his story. It's always a story, like we care about the secret origin of Oculus. So long ago, there were twin planets sharing a single sun, both with highly advanced civilizations, but both of them carelessly and ruthlessly exploiting their natural resources. Sound familiar? And it seems that in a battle for resources, the two worlds went to war with each other, and in that war, one of the worlds was destroyed, and the remnants of the world are the power gems that float in the sky above the surviving world. So the ancient civilization died, and the people became barbarians, kind of like Michigan. But it turns out some of the people were born with special powers to tap in and use the energy from the gems in the sky. I guess those are the people with midichlorians in their blood. And the Gem Guild was started to train these people. And eventually, the Gem Guild took over the planet and ruled with ruthless abandon. So they tested all the people on the world as children to see if they had this power. So one brother had this talent and was taken away and trained by the guild. And the other brother did not have this power, and he was tossed aside like trash, and he became a thief. This was Wildblood. Gee, let me guess who his brother was. So this other brother was trained by the evil Dangor of the guild. The brother ripped out his own eye and replaced it with a gem, and he became Oculus. Yeah, I figured that. Wildblood says, "The age of Oculus had begun." By the way, coming to a movie theater near you next year, Fantastic Four, The Age of Oculus. Right, yeah, maybe. It could happen. Wildblood says that like the twin planets of old, the two brothers are destined to battle until one has slain the other. Then cracks, "Gee, you gotta really work on that corny ending." Reed tells Ben not to kid around. The fate of the entire universe is at stake. And we care? Because? So Reed asks Wildblood if he has any gems he can examine, and Wildblood leads the FF to a room filled with jewels. Another rebel comes over and tells Reed that one of the spies in Castle Oculus has seen Reed's wife and child alive in the castle, which comes as a big relief to everybody. So the rebels say they can lead the FF to Sue and Franklin, so Reed has to devise a weapon to battle Oculus right away. Back with Oculus, he's relaxing on his throne, just chilling. Lana tells Oculus he can turn their land into a veritable paradise with his powers, but Dangor reminds her that Oculus first needs to punish the enemies of the Gem Guild. Hint, hint, get off your ass, Oculus, and kill those rebels. Oculus tells them both to shut up. He doesn't want to hear any more petty bickering. He wants to be alone. So Landa and Dangor leave the room, leaving Oculus to contemplate what he wants to do next. And what does he want? He just wants to be loved. Is that so wrong? He wants to be loved by his people. Or else, he'll fuck them up. Back outside the castle, Reed and Bent are disguised as rebels. I don't think those are very good disguises. Johnny has been left behind for some reason. Wildblood leads him to a large air vent, which heads right into the dungeon, making this the least secure dungeon in history. Ben smashes down the door, and Reed takes all the change and stuff off Sue, giving her a big kiss. Then, the group of them head off to find Franklin. They come across a group of guards, which they quickly defeat, and soon they find the room where Franklin is being held. He seems injured, and Reed says they need to get him home to have medical attention right away. The floor starts to rumble, and Oculus bursts into the room. Ben tries to attack Oculus first, but with his eye beam, he zaps Ben and starts flying through the air, just about out of the castle, but Ben grabs on and pulls himself back in. Wildblood leaps toward his brother, but Oculus zaps him and sends him up to the ceiling. So while Ben and Wildblood keep Oculus busy, Reed tells Sue he's got something else up his sleeve. Reed whips out this big gun. This is 1992, so of course it was a big gun. And Reed calls it his Geminervator. He zaps Oculus with it, and it starts to drain his energy. It does kind of work, but there's one problem. Oculus has those eye beams. He zaps the Geminervator, and it shatters. Oculus is back to full strength. He says he's reached Gem Supremacy, and he wants the FF and Wildblood to prostrate themselves before him. But I don't think Sue can do that. She doesn't have a prostrate. Well, anyway, if they don't, they will die. And that is the end of another exciting issue. Well, that is the end of another issue of the Fantastic Four. Coming next time, will the FF prostrate themselves, or will they prostrate each other? or will Oculus kill them all? Ben will say, it's clobbering time again, but will anyone actually get clobbered? Now that he has all these gems, will Oculus finally open that jewelry store he's been dreaming of? Will Danger and Landa finally run off with each other? The sexual tension between the two is palpable. And the return of the most unexpected return of all time, really. No shit. I just flipped through issue 365 and I could not believe my eyes. I don't remember this character ever coming back, but he or she does. Shocking. Just shocking. Honestly, no bullshit, for real. It's crazy. So that's it, kids. This podcast is over.
Lights are on, but nobody's home. My elevator doesn't go to the top. I'm not playing with them. All that got lost in my marbles. The lights are on, but nobody's home. My elevator doesn't go to the top. I'm not playing with them. All that got lost in my marbles. Searching my back. I flew over the cuckoo's nest and I'm never ever coming back because I'm just crazy. Crazy, 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 just like you. I am crazy.